63. To Apollon Nikolaevich Maikov. Dresden. March the 2nd, 14th, 1871. At first, the topic is a pending transaction between Dostoevsky and the publisher Stilovsky. I was delighted by your flattering opinion of the beginning of my novel. My God, how I feared for that book, and how I still fear. By the time you read these lines, you will have seen the second half of the first part in the February number of the Ruski Vestnik. What do you say to it? I'm terribly anxious. I can't at all tell if I shall get on with the sequel. I'm in despair. There are to be only 4 parts in all, that is, 40 sheets. Stepan Trofimovich is a figure of superficial importance. The novel will not in any real sense deal with him, but his story is so closely connected with the principal events of the book that I was obliged to take him as a basis for the whole. This Stepan Trofimovich will take his benefit in the 4th part. His destiny is to have a most original climax. I won't answer for anything else, but for that I answer without limitations. And yet I must once more say, I tremble like a frightened mouse. The idea tempted me, and I got tremendously carried away by it. But whether I shall bring it off, whether the whole novel isn't a... well, that's my great trouble. Only think, I have already had letters from several quarters congratulating me on the first part. This has enormously encouraged me. I tell you quite truthfully, with no idea of flattering you, that your judgment has more weight with me than any other. In the first place, I know that you are absolutely frank. In the second, your letter contains an inspired saying. They are Turgenev's heroes in their old age. That's admirably said. As I wrote, some such idea hovered before me, but you have expressed it in a word or two, in a formula, as it were. Aye, for those words I thank you. You have illuminated the whole book thereby. The work goes very heavily forward. I feel unwell, and soon now returns the period of my frequent attacks. I am afraid I shall not be ready in time, but I do not mean to hurry. True, I have thoroughly constructed and thoroughly studied my plan. Nevertheless, if I hurry, I may spoil the whole thing. I have quite decided to return in the spring.